Dave Moore on Today FM.
Congratulations on The Naked Gun. This is such a brilliant and hilarious movie. I loved every second of it.
Oh, good, nice. Thank you.
I was lucky enough to watch it in one of those movie screening scenarios where it was just me and another journalist in an entire cinema. And the two of us, even though it was just two, were laughing like uproariously to all the gags in it. And I made the mistake of eating nachos at the same time and choked a couple of times on those nachos, but it was worth it. Aside from the Naked Gun series, what movies for you would be choke on nachos level funny?
Well, I'd have to go back to being a kid in Ireland, going to Saturday matinees to see Laurel and Hardy.
Yes.
And they still make me laugh out loud. They're physical opposites. They're so beautiful together. They love each other.
Yeah.
Their timing, their comedic timing. I was watching a bunch last night, actually, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know.
One of my favorite comedies is The Jerk.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
I mean, it's so silly. He was so silly.
Steve.
Yeah. I mean, and all the... All the Jim Carrey films,
yes.
And all the things, and you know, there were so many comedies, I think, in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like those, you know, like with
that's silly.
You know, Adam Sandler and like yeah. those guys.
They all still hold up now, which is amazing. Much like The Naked Gun will. So congratulations
Let's
on
hope
that.
So.
And Pamela Lima and I go way back, and by which that I mean I've interviewed him a few times and he's been very kind to me. But Liam, you may remember the last couple of times you interviewed, I was part of a duo and there was a guy called Dermot and he never showed up and you kept recording threatening messages for him, which was amazing.
Oh.
But I think you actually scared him away because he's left radio now and he's gone, after 21 years of us working together, he's gone to pursue a career in teaching meditation.
Where? In Ireland?
Yeah, in Ireland. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good for him. Right. My message got through to him, yeah.
He ran away. Actually, I wonder what other career, Pamela, you would have had. Like my friend has gone, Dermot's gone to do meditation. If you were to take a right turn rather than the career you've had, was there anything else kind of lying around in wait for you that you would have loved to have done?
Well, I've been doing it. I mean, I love my garden. I love baking. I love cooking. But I love animals. And I think I would have been something to do with veterinary care or something if I was thought that school was an option for me when I was younger. I just see, you know, this seems to be a whole fresh start for me. I feel like I've been doing everything else and now my career has taken a big turn and I'm doing things I'm really loving and proud of and that are challenging. So this is a twist.
Wow. Well, we're so glad to see you back on the screen and doing things like this. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Liam, is it true that you used to drive forklifts for Guinness or is that just an internet story?
No, I drove a forklift truck and a bottling plant in Ballymena for a year and a half. Loved it. Really loved it. Yeah.
But yet here you are now, starring as Frank Drebin Jr. in The Naked Gun. Were there moments on set where you guys couldn't keep yourselves from laughing? Because as I said, for us watching it, that's what we're experiencing all the time. How about you guys?
You know, when we were rehearsing scenes, we'd giggle a bit, you know, as we were choreographing it, you know. But when it came to doing the takes, no, we kind of held it together, yeah.
Good.
And I think...
Oh, we'd still be shooting it.
Well, no, that's true. We discovered we had a lovely chemistry together without analyzing that too much. Just trust that it's there and just let it breathe, you know?
Well, it definitely worked on screen. You guys are amazing together. Congratulations on The Naked Gun. And Liam, bring Pamela to Ireland, take her around, show her the place, and then come in to me for a chat.
I just found out I'm Irish.
Yeah.
She's just found out there's a part of her is Irish. Yeah.
Yeah.
The best part, obviously.
What was ethnicity was, and I'm a little bit Irish.
We're glad to have you, Pamela. Guys, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.